Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Kane Gang Podcast? Today we'll be here featuring Jimmy Averill. How you doing, big dog?
I'm doing good. How about you, Garrett?
I'm good. Did you watch any football this weekend?
I did. I watched the Bears versus Packers game. That was a crazy game. I can't believe the Bears started so well and now are so bad. Did you see that one Bears player got a serious concussion?
Yes. That's very interesting how things can be so good and so bad at the same time. I've been interested in learning about concussions in youth sports, and that would definitely be related to this.
That is a great comparison. I have also been learning about gun control in the U.S., and I find it very interesting how guns can be good and bad at the same time.
Huh. While researching, I read this article by the Canadian Press. Did you know that every 1 in 10 kids suffer concussion each year?
I didn't know that. I have researched mostly about what are called red flag laws.
Huh.
And how they are seen through different people's eyes. One side of the argument is that laws infringe on Americans' Second Amendment right, while the other says that they will help protect Americans from shootings. What have you learned?
Well, I know that me and you both love the NFL. And when I was researching, I saw this fantastic graph by Exploring a ProQuest that said over 5,552 retired NFL players became more depressed because of their large amount of concussions. Another graph I saw by the Wall Street Journal said that from ages 5 to 17, that 263,294 kids play flag football and the concussion numbers are incredibly low.
That's interesting. I also saw that a man named Jason Omet said, quote, "Universal background checks would do nothing to stop mass shootings. The simple fact remains that all mass shooters in recent history passed a background check except for three, two of whom stole their firearms and one of whom reports says bought his rifle from an illegal manufacturer. What else did you learn?
Well, that's crazy. The other thing that I've learned is that flag football, Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback, did not start playing tackle football until high school. He played flag football up until that point, which is just shocking to me. And it shows that you can translate from flag football to tackle. Well, thanks for talking. It's been great talking with you, Jimmy. I think we can both agree that we found common ground on two completely different topics and have proven that things can be good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, we definitely have. I just need to add one more thing I have to say is that I also learned from Marco Rubio on Sears that one of his ideas is he wants to, quote, give law enforcement the ability to restrict gun access for unstable, potentially violent people. Without infringing on the Americans' rights, Marco Rubio is a supporter of the red flag laws.
That's good stuff. Well, Kane's Gang, we'll peace out. We'll see you guys at 12 o'clock next week. Don't be late. DOGG. Peace out.